right, let's do some digital media files. Let's see here. If I could find my cut sheet. Let's talk about the not war that's now not going to be, is not being fought in Ukraine, as we talked about earlier. Start with digital media file number 7. This is General Mark Milley on, now remember, you first heard that the Russians shot down one of our precious Predator drones that was just flying around minding its own business, planting daisies from above. It was just doing God's work, and then those evil, nasty Russians, they shot it down. It's an act of war, said Liz Cheney and the usual suspects. Your boys in the Pentagon don't agree with you anymore, and if they don't agree with you, then if I'm Volodymyr Zelensky, dude, your days are numbered. You're about to go Muammar Gaddafi. You're about to go Saddam Hussein. Biden is about to leave you, if not just dangle you in front of the enemy so they can take you.
As far as an act of war goes, I'm not gonna go there. Incidents happen, clearly we do not seek armed conflict with Russia.
What?
And I believe that at this point we should investigate this incident and move on from there. But we will continue to exercise our rights in international airspace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is as close to a surrender as you're going to hear. We do not seek armed conflict with Russia. Well, first of all, that's a lie, because you have been lobbing Patriot missiles, not Patriot, I forget what the name of it, Javelin. We have been lobbing Javelin missiles at them that we gave to the Ukrainians. We have been supplying the Ukrainians with 125-millimeter howitzer guns and shells. We ran out. They're not firing them anymore because they don't have any shells. Why? Because we didn't make enough for an actual shooting war. We just made enough to make it look like we were making them so we could throw $120 billion at Boeing. At Martin, Morton Thiokol's not there anymore. General Dynamics, the usual suspects. But many people, I mean, we got that clip from the post-millennial. Most people are stunned. Most of us thought that the little drone incident, hey, see those aggressive Russians. You don't want an armed conflict with Russia? That's almost like saying, hey, Putin, let's sit down and work this out. Now, I'm not complaining. Please do not misunderstand. Let's give Lloyd Austin a go. Lloyd Austin's a little more bellicose. Ukraine matters, but it doesn't matter that much. Digital media file number 8. Because Ukraine matters, but it doesn't matter like that much. 844-527-8723, our call in line telephone number if you'd like to be on as a program.
Well, you know, Dan, Ukraine matters. It matters not to just Ukraine or to the United States. It matters to the world. This is about the rules-based international order. It's about one country's ability to wake up one day and change the borders of its neighbor and annex its neighbor's sovereign territory.
First of all, Lloyd Austin, as usual, is the most misinformed, malinformed lout in all of the military co-conspirators around the world. That's just not true. No borders were withdrawn. That's a lie. Five sovereign nations, five sovereign republics. Crimea was already seceded and had already joined the Russian Federation. Zaporizhia, Luhansk, Donetsk, and two other smaller republics decided that they wished to join the Russian Federation. Why? Because they used to be a part of the Russian Federation. Two, because most of them actually speak Russian. They don't speak Ukrainian. Three, because they identify, not in a tranny sense, but they identify as Russians. And so there was no invasion. The Russian military was invited in by the Donbass republics. They're invited in to bring to an end the United States and NATO's 8-year proxy war against the Donbass, trying to force it to redraw its borders and stay in and stay a part of Ukraine. But still, Austin didn't disagree. He didn't disagree with what Milley said. They are nodding their heads as each one is talking. Now listen to this. You want to hear the whopper of the day? Whoa. Go pop yourself a bag of popcorn. Get you a soft drink. And plop down in the easy chair. I'm actually going to agree with Schmuckle Schumer for the first time, no, the second time, in my adult life. I want you to hear this. There is something that is happening out there. I'm not quite sure what it is just yet, but the neocons, either this is a great, great, great reverse deception, as Junk Bond would call it, or something is actually happening to the war machine and to the people that run it. I mean, listen to this.
Yesterday, we took the first step and to officially repeal the AUMF of 1991 and 2002, and tomorrow we will vote on cloture. Americans are tired of endless wars, and thanks to the folks here with me, this is the week the Senate will begin the process to end the legal authority that started the Iraq War two decades ago. March 19th will mark the 20th anniversary of that invasion.
They're going to bring to an end the AAUMF. That's not a bowling alley or a bowling ball, by the way. The authorization, I forget what the other A stands for, but the authorization to use military force. This is Congress absconding its duty per Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution to declare war, issue letters of marque and reprisal, etc., etc. The AAUMF, as Professor Herr Dr. Kevin Gutzman and Tom Woods, among others, have been arguing, as I have been arguing and Ron Paul has been arguing, was an unconstitutional abrogation of Congress's sole and explicit right to declare and maintain and fund wars and armies. It was he said AA.
Yeah, he said it wrong.
Okay, A. I thought it was AUMF.
Yeah.
This is what has kept us an undeclared, unwinnable, as my friend says in her book, Lori Calhoun, We Kill Because We Can, wars. Because presidents, oh, we don't need to go to Congress. Right, we got the AAUMF. Trump, or the AUMF. Trump even cited it when he lobbed those missiles and sent those SEALs into Syria. We got the AU. I don't need it. I don't need to go to Congress. What I need, I already had the AUMF. If the AUMF is repealed, well, then that would make what Biden has been doing the last year and 2 months now in Ukraine illegal. Because sans a declaration of war against the Russians, you can't be sending the aid of the friend of my enemy is my enemy. Or my friend, or the friend of my, the friend of my enemy is my friend. This has been a complete and total weapons escalation of war against the Ukrainians. The whole world calls it that. The Russians call it that. If they repeal the AUMF, is the regime still going to be able to cut $10 billion checks for aid to the frickin' Ukrainians? Look, you were listening to Corinna Jean-Pierre. I don't see her on the cut sheet. Was Tucker Carlson talking about her? When she was answering a question about, well, the Ukrainians need ammunition, and we don't have ammunition to send them. I know I heard that somewhere, and I wasn't playing it this morning, so somebody said it. Here, General McGregor. Play General McGregor, digital media file number 5. This is actually pretty funny. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be. I want you to go to CrusadeMax.com and check it out today. You're going to notice, hey, TKD, this isn't just regurgitated Crusade Channel stuff. You got lots of stuff on here. Yep. Yesterday, I added for all of you, for your listening enjoyment, for St. Patrick's Day, the Sisters singing Not Leaving Liverpool, Leaving Boston, as we'll play tomorrow with Joe Doyle. And I also uploaded their, this was one of my favorite ones. Used to do this thing called the post-show show, which is after the Mike Church show. The post-show show, 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 show. Some of you will remember this. Others will be shocked by it and go like, you actually did that? Yeah, I used to be somebody. Back in the day, people actually liked me and stuff. They'd even invite me on their TV shows.
Nah.
I can't get a amen, amen on Twitter these days. Go ahead and play your soundbite and I'll tell the story afterward.
Well, I mean, to see Lindsey Graham invoke Ronald Reagan, who won the Cold War with a superior economy and not with tanks, that's true. Ignore the fact that our banks are collapsing. How exactly do you think people like Graham and virtually every Republican senator, with a few honorable exceptions, how do they think we're going to afford a war against Russia and China simultaneously?
Well, it's unaffordable. It's unaffordable against Russia. You don't have to lump China with the rest of them. It's impossible. We are on the road to bankruptcy. The American people sense it. The bank bailouts are not going to happen as they did before. You know, the best thing I can think of is to say that Lindsey Graham and his peers in Washington, they're not channeling Ronald Reagan. They're channeling the Three Stooges. The last thing Americans need is a war. No more political and military incompetence, ineptitude, corruption. They want an economy that works, and they're not going to stand around and watch the financial system go under. They want real leadership, not a cardboard cutout president.
That's the Three Stooges. They're not channeling Ronald Reagan. They're channeling the Three Stooges. I just had to play that. Such a great line. By the way, Ronald Wilson Reagan did not have the AUMF. You know, I want to talk about this because this is completely related to what I just said about the AUMF and Biden's illegal proxy war against the Christians in Russia. And that's what he's trying to snuff out because he's one of the grand poobahs, a senior statesman, and the pedo sex ring, cult of death, great reset, World Economic Forum, whatever you wish to call it. And they need to take Russia down there for a regime change. And it's not because of military threats or anything else. It's because Russia has turned back to her pre-communist Christian state. It's turned towards it. I'm not going to say it's there, but it's going towards it. I just neutered a bunch of pettifoggers. Mr. Chart, please! Back in 2011, August of 2011... as the campaigns were getting underway, a guy that wrote for the American Spectator, his name was Jeffrey Lord, wrote an article. He wrote an article basically calling Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, a traitor. Why? Because Congressman Paul thought that the way that James Madison and Thomas Jefferson fought, for example, the Libyans in Tripoli, fought foreign advancements and what have you, that Ron Paul was getting them wrong, and that Jefferson never did this, and Madison, and it was against the Republican tradition, and by gum, presidents need to get out there. Obama is doing the exact thing he needs to do, and we need to have more unwinnable wars that aren't declared, etc., etc., and Congressman Paul is a traitor. Well, Tom Woods wrote a piece in response to Jeffrey Lord. And at this juncture, enter Mark Levin. Then Levin took to his radio show and, Gutsman and Woods wrote a piece in response to Lord. Said, you're wrong, you don't know your history, and this is why. I read the piece on air and had both of them on the SiriusXM show. Mark Levin then jumped into the fray because he was buddy buddies with Jeffrey Lord and then went after Woods and Gutsman as backbenching professors, know-nothing professors. Kevin Gutsman, know-nothing, backbencher. Tom Woods, Harvard graduate, know-nothing, backbencher. And then when I took that backbenching soundbite and went to the audience on the SiriusXM Patriot channel and politely told Mr. Levin why he was wrong, quoted history, quoted the actual records of what had happened, that Jefferson did go to Congress, and he did get permission from Congress to send those Marines. What happened then the next day? Mark Levin did an entire hour on his nationally syndicated radio program all about me. Called me out by name, read from my store, was mocking me and what have you here, and I didn't take the bait. And you're like, you know what, dude, if you don't have anything to actually say to what me and Woods and Gutsman said, I'm not going to go into ad hominem with you. And he continued this for weeks. And people go, TKD, you took the high ground. You won, in my opinion.